Chapter 12. Then he ordered them to lead her into the room where his silver dinnerware was kept, and commanded them to set a table for her with his own delicacies to eat, and with some of his own wine to drink. But Judith said,
I cannot partake of them, lest it be a stumbling block. But I shall be amply supplied from the things I brought with me.
Holofernes said to her,
But if your provisions run out, from where shall we get more of the same to provide for you? For none of your people are here with us.
Judith replied to him,
As surely as you live, my lord, your handmaid will not use up the supplies I have with me before the Lord accomplishes by my hand what he has determined.
Then he asked her to sin. But she answered and said,
Indeed, my lord king, for this very thing I have come here with all my heart. But now it is impossible, for I am in my monthly impurity. Tonight is the time of my purification. Therefore, I desire that you proclaim throughout the camp that no one should touch the woman and her handmaid when she goes out at night to the spring of water. And when I am finished, I will give myself over to the king, that he might do whatever is pleasing in his sight.
The wicked man did so accordingly. Then the servants of Holofernes led her into the tent, and she slept until midnight. Toward the morning watch, she got up and sent this message to Holofernes.
Let my lord now give orders to allow your handmaid to go out for prayer.
So Holofernes ordered his bodyguards not to hinder her. Thus, she remained in the camp 3 days. Each night, she went out to the ravine of Bethulia, where she immersed herself at the spring in the camp. After bathing, she besought the Lord God of Israel to direct her way for the triumph of his people. Then she returned purified to the tent and remained there until she ate her food toward evening. On the fourth day, Holofernes held a banquet for his personal slaves alone, to which he did not invite any of his officers. And he said to Bagoas, the eunuch in charge of his personal affairs,
Go and persuade this Hebrew woman who is in your care to join us and to eat and drink with us. For it would be a disgrace if we let such a woman go without enjoying her company. If we do not seduce her, she will laugh us to scorn.
So Bagoas left the presence of Holofernes and approached Judith and said,
So fair a maiden should not be reluctant to come to my lord to be honored in his presence, and to enjoy drinking wine with us, and to become today like one of the Assyrian women who serve in the palace of Seleucus.
Judith replied to him,
Who am I to refuse my lord? Whatever is pleasing to him, I will do at once, and this will be a joy for me until the day of my death.
So she proceeded to dress herself with her festive garments and all her feminine adornments. Meanwhile, her maid went ahead, and taking the fleece that had been furnished by Bagoas for her daily use in reclining at dinner, the maid spread it out on the ground for her in front of Holofernes. Then Judith came in and reclined on it. Holofernes' heart was ravished with her, and his soul was aroused. He was burning with a desire to possess her, for he had been waiting for an opportunity to seduce her from the day he first saw her. So Holofernes said to her,
Drink and be merry with us.
Judith said,
I will gladly drink, my lord, because this day is greater than all the days since I was born.
Then she took what her maid had prepared and ate and drank in his presence. Holofernes, charmed by her, drank a great quantity of wine, much more than he had ever drunk in any one day since he was born.